We will be reviewing How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff, and we will be discussing the introductions and chapters 1 and 2.
My name is Alexis Babcock.
I'm Jessica Majorana.
Gabby Santanello.
And I'm Goldie Robbins. So from the intro, I think we can expect that we'll learn a few things about statistics and how like they can change how we look at things. That's what I got from it. And also, I remember the author pointing out that we can't always believe the graphs, tables, and statistics we see in the media. And something I liked was the quote, "Crooks already know these tricks. Honest men just learn them in self-defense."
So, yeah, I really like that quote, too. And I think it pointed out that a lot of the times, like you said, what we see isn't really the truth. And each chapter, I think, would dive into why it's not the truth and, you know, certain things we should look out for.
The first chapter is called The Sample with a Built-In Bias.
Basically what I got from that was that it explained results from polls and, like, certain things can be swayed to what we believe based on where the facts came from.
The main thing in this chapter was using an example of Yale students' income after having graduated a few years. So they went around and, you know, asked some Yale students what they made after, you know, a certain period of time, and they gave kind of like a swayed answer from that.
So when we were, do I say like as if we're talking to Mr. Yeah. Miles, or am I saying like...
No, saying as if we're discussing. Like, you're talking to me. What did you think of the Yale students?
I didn't like it.
Okay, so sorry. So how come you didn't like the Yale students example?
I don't know.
What were you going to say?
Remember you said because they gave an exact answer?
I used to say that.
How do I say that?
Just
see,
they
I don't
gave,
like this. Like, okay. I don't know how I'm supposed
they
to
gave,
say
like,
it.
A really precise number and that, you know, you wouldn't generally know that after your... You know, before you got your tax return.
Yeah, and the author was like, wow, you should totally note that as something that's weird because to get a precise answer from a rough poll and survey is
well,
weird.
That's the thing. Did they do it from before? Because I already have, like, 2012 tax returns. So why don't they tell you this information? Because now...
Well, okay, so basically with that, it was they send it out to a bunch of people, and then it comes down to who actually answers it. And because it's asking about money, people who have
only
more
the
money,
rich people answered.
Right. So, because they're more proud of what they make, or people could lie and say they make more or less or whatever. And then with people who might make less, they're not going to answer it. They're probably going to throw the survey away, lie. So it comes down to this idea of things being swayed based on, I guess, human error, where the facts come from.
Yeah. Because then when you say, you know, go to Yale, people make so much money when they graduate, and it's probably not true.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the little percent that did get rich.
Right. So anything, I would guess that anything with a human response is always going to be iffy when you're looking at stuff. Whereas if they take facts and answers from something else, like objects or something like that.
How would you do that?
Well, like, when we flipped the coin today. Like, there's no way you're going to lie with that. But then if I asked, like,
but
whoever...
But if we have you flip the coin, it's going to be human error. Which is
that's
why.
What I'm saying. Like, before he was... I forget who was flipping it. He was like, you're not flipping it. Or Sarah Charlotte, and she was just like...
Oh, when you just drop it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, like, flip it up in the air.
So, if you do something like that, for the most part, that's going to be closer to what the real answers are. Whereas if I asked you, you know... how much you make at work, how much you make at work, you might say, oh, well, I make more than I actually do. Because, it feels
you want to feel good.
Or you feel uncomfortable saying how much you make in front of other people. So, I think there would be a lot of situations where that could happen. So, from that first chapter, the first lie that we get is what your answers are, what your results are. You can totally sway them by taking a certain sample. So if you sampled our...
Well, you can still take a whole group of people and then just pick certain ones off of you.
Yeah,
that's what they were saying. That
we did that like way early in the year with the houses in the neighborhood. It's like, oh, I want to live in that neighborhood because they're rich. It's like, well, no, it's just, you know, one person makes a whole lot. And so they choose, you know, that as the average.
Which is like chapter 2, which is called The Well-Chosen Average.
So what's more about that? What did you get from that, at least?
I didn't think that the median, the mode actually showed if the average was, what is it, better than?
Just different.
Just,
like,
yeah.
For, it's just different.
If it showed, like, accurate results. Because then they gave a little picture of the houses, and only the average was in the middle, and only one person had that income. And there were so many people that had less than that. So I feel like...
Exactly.
I feel like, I mean, the mode could be, because then that's the most... I mean, I feel
most
like
common?
Yeah, the most common, which make more sense.
So that's what should be told when selling, like, selling the house at this area. The, like, this is when they give the average income or whatever it was, how much they make, the family, it should be told the mode, not the average.
Yeah, I think that's, like, a lot of people get tripped up, at least with the language of it. So you can have, you know, a mean, median, and mode, and you could...
But can you just lie and say the average is the mode? Would they know?
Well, so that's what people would know. You would say, oh, the average income is this, but when you really want the mode is, you know, the most frequent income.
Yeah.
But people think of average as, you know, an overall.
Or if he was given the average, once you're given the average, you should probably ask, okay, well, what's the range? So if you've seen the picture, the highest, there was one person with the most income with $45,000. Well, that is what made the average so much higher than it actually was.
That's what the mean is. So it's average could be either the mean, median, or mode. That's where people get tripped up.
Well, like the mean average that was told.
Yeah.
So that's why I guess what we were talking about earlier, where it swayed or changed it because of that one person with the 45,000. But if that one person didn't make 45,000, that mean average would be lower.
So there's two people above this.
So none of it's technically lying.
No.
Just, you know,
it's just the way
making
it
sound better.
Because if you look at mode, you would think, oh, okay, then most people make this little amount, but then there's other people who are way above that. So it's really hard to look into it unless you, like Goldie said, you know the range.
Yeah.
With that, I think, again, it affects the results both in the Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, where it sways and, like, you're not really getting your real answer. It can be lied to you within your realtor or in the newspaper. And also... like, what happened in Chapter 1, in Chapter 2, those people could have lied about their incomes. I mean, so you're not really, the results affect you in a positive and a negative way, because you don't really know what you expect, what you're told, and what you read is true, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
So how do you get the right answer? Dot, dot, dot.
Well,
the world will never...
So the power lies in how you, like, read these type of things, and also who puts them out there.
Yeah.
So obviously companies and stuff are going to put a certain thing out there. They're going to hide what they can.
Well, that's why we like this quote.
Crooks
already know these tricks. Honest men must learn them. It's-
yeah, because you don't really think about these things when you see, but you don't realize how many you see in like an average day.
Mm-hmm.
And how much is really statistics. Like they, to end this, I guess, but back in the introduction where he said his father-in-law mentioned a statistic without even trying to mention the statistic.
Yeah.
So it's an everyday joke type of thing. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
It was nice chatting with you, Mr. Miles.
Have a cool sign-off.
Catch you later. Wiki, I'm out.
Oh, my God.
We're not just the average group.